Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 769. The topic is training and the title is Leg Drive in the Bench Press. So this was actually asked of us by a listener to the podcast, so that's freaking awesome. Thank you very, very much. And basically the question was, is it was a trainer who's helping a fellow lifter, and they said, I have a young guy that I'm helping on the bench. I'm running into issues teaching him leg drive. So that was basically kind of the start of the conversation and what led into this podcast. So I always love helping other trainers, other people who help other people, because it makes me feel like I'm helping even more people. And who doesn't feel good when they feel like they're helping people? So I think I just said helping people like 4,000 times. So enough of me BSing and getting sidetracked here. Let's talk about how to learn leg drive in the bench press. And what we're going to do first here is to just talk about what in the world is leg drive. So the bench press, the barbell bench press, if you don't know what that is, I'm surprised you're listening to this podcast, in the sense that typically people who find this podcast are already kind of into fitness and exercising. If you are not, that's freaking awesome, and thank you so much for listening. If you want help with what the bench press is, go ahead and pause this podcast and search for it on YouTube. Now, what you're going to see in the bench press is that it looks like it is an upper body movement. It looks like we're pushing with our upper body, and that is true. However, the lower body is still very, 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 very much involved in a bench press. And part of it, the involvement, is to create stability and balance. That balance just makes us feel more in control of the bar. By being more balanced, we can better allocate our explosive energy or kind of strength energy into the barbell, rather than having some of our energy lost in creating balance or trying to find balance. So what happens with our feet is when you use your feet correctly, you actually do help to create stability in the whole body, and therefore the shoulder muscles, like the muscles connected to the shoulders, that are kind of help stabilizing the movement of the press, which is like the chest, the front shoulders, the triceps, and even back musculature is involved in the bench press as well to create stability. But we have more muscles in the legs if we have them involved, creating stability, which then allows us for more of the strength of our pressing muscles to be dedicated to strength rather than stability. So if you tried to bench off of a very unstable platform or unstable condition, you would find that your overall strength would decrease. And that's because so much of your strength is being lost in trying to create stability. So if you do have more stability, you do have more power and strength. And if we can get that stability from our legs rather than having to use our shoulders and arms, that gives us more of that power and strength from our arms and our chest and our upper body. Okay. The other part, the benefit of leg drive, is that if we do leg drive correctly, we can generate a force of push against the floor that then travels through our body up into the barbell and helps to kind of push the bar up off of us. It typically helps with the start of the press off your chest. It can help through kind of the midway of the press. It very rarely will help into the lockout at that point. By that point, you have good momentum, good position, and the lockout should be taking care of itself. But proper leg drive helps get the bar up off your chest and can kind of help, like by doing that, help through the midpoint, kind of like where most people have a quote-unquote sticking point in the bench press. So it helps get the bar off the chest. That then helps have more energy allocated to the midpoint, and then you can kind of lock out usually better because you haven't wasted energy in the first two parts of the press. So, that's the idea. And one of the things we want to think about is why leg drive is helpful is for other than those reasons is it makes sure that our whole body is involved, and that actually increases safety in the movement. By having our whole body involved, like tensioned and all of our muscles involved in bracing the movement or creating movement, it allows for kind of stability throughout the whole body, protection throughout the whole body, rather than having some of the musculature or some of the areas of the body kind of relaxed, which then if snapped under pressure to be involved can create movement in improper positions. So it's actually just even safer to have your legs involved in a bench press than to not have them involved. One of the things we want to talk about is when you create leg drive in the bench press, what we're looking to do is to push ourselves horizontally, not vertically. So what this means is when I push through the floor, I'm not trying to push my hips up towards the ceiling. I'm trying to push my body up towards my head. This is going to sound odd, that's why I'm pausing. Because what most people do wrong with leg press is they push through the floor as if they're trying to pick their hips up off the bench. That is not correct. You want to push through the floor like you're trying to scoot yourself off the top of the bench, like you're trying to slide horizontally off the top of the bench. That sounds like it would be dangerous and stupid to do. But don't worry, when you're holding on to a couple hundred pounds trying to bench press, you're not going to move anywhere, okay? So we also want to add to leg drive by focusing on using our lat muscle or latissimus dorsi. Focus on using that muscle to pull our shoulders towards our hips. So we have the lats pulling our shoulders towards our hips. We have the feet pushing our hips towards our shoulders. So it's kind of countering forces that help center you and create really strong, stable position. So that's why we don't have to worry so much about us sliding off the bench, because we have the rest of our entire body trying to help create positioning. Now, one of the things that can help with this is combined with today's podcast, we can also listen to podcast number 459, which is titled Bench Press Technique and Basic Information. And then podcast 463, which is extra information about the bench press. So understanding just general regular technique is definitely a must first. So make sure you listen to podcast 459. Make sure you listen to podcast 463. Even if you listen to them and go, oh, yep, I knew all that. Great. I'm glad you did. But it's good to make sure you do. Then when you add the information of today's podcast, it'll make more sense. Today's podcast, we're not going to go through all of the details of proper bench technique because it's too long. We already did that in a very long podcast, number 459, and it was so long we needed the second one, 463. So I can't go through all that and add the information of extra detail to leg drive. So listen to podcast 459, listen to podcast 463. So for this person, if they're, you know, they're training another person, so if you are a trainer and you're helping other people, have them listen to 459 and 463 first, and then try to implement the information we're talking about today. If they don't know the basics of bench press, a lot of this isn't going to make sense because they don't have really any of the sensations that you're trying to coach the leg drive to improve. So for example, leg drive, when combined with lat tightness and rhomboid tightness, like kind of the lower end, inside edge of the shoulder blades being pulled together, so proper shoulder blade, like scapula positioning. If you don't have proper scapula positioning, leg drive isn't going to really do much for you. You're going to lose the energy force that's created from pushing through the feet into the floor. As that energy travels up from the feet through the body to the bar, it's never going to make it through the shoulder joint to the bar because their shoulder joint isn't tight. So it's just like conducting electricity. Everything has to be connected for the electricity to go from one end to the other. The only way our body is connected by generating the force from the floor and having it go through our body to the bar is if the muscles are tight. If any of the muscles along the way are loose, the energy that you create is lost by those muscles having to first tighten before the remaining amount of energy can then be passed through them. So, if I have 10 muscles that are 10% loose, by the time I generate energy from the floor, I'm going to lose 10% to each of those 10 things, which is 100%. I'll have no energy transferred into the bar. None. So you have to make sure the body is tight everywhere, so that way this energy force created from the legs can transfer to the bar. So making sure they know what everywhere is and what all needs tight, listen to podcast 459 and listen to podcast 463. If you have trouble finding those on your podcast platform, if it doesn't go back that far, email us or email us brutalirongym@gmail.com. Just say, hey, I'm looking for the links for podcast 459 and 463. We'll send you the direct links. We do this all the time, okay, because sometimes certain platforms don't hold all of our podcasts. So please, if you're trying to refer back to old ones, just let us know and we'll send you a link. It takes me 2 seconds to do it. I'm happy to do it. I appreciate it because it shows that somebody's actually listening to the podcast. So yay. Okay. So we talked about why we want to create leg drive. We talked about the idea that you have to push horizontally, not vertically. The next thing we want to talk about is, do we use our feet flat on the ground or do we just have our toes pressed into the ground? There are certain powerlifting federations, which is kind of like if somebody's going to test their bench press under standard conditions and compare their bench press to other people, you would go to a competition for bench pressing. That's powerlifting. Powerlifting also does squat and deadlift, but bench press is a big movement. It's one of the big three. So in some organizations, they require you to have your whole foot flat on the ground. In some organizations, they don't care as long as your foot is on the ground. So some people will have their feet flat on the ground. Some of the people will have their toes pressed into the ground, but their heels are up off the ground. One of the benefits of this is that if we push from our toes, that tends to help us push horizontally. If we push through our heel, that tends to create more vertical force. So some people will find that if they put just their toes in the ground, they can push really freaking hard and they don't have to worry so much about the vertical movement of the hip, which we don't want, which is the butt lifting up off the bench. We get the and it's also, other than the butt lifting up off the bench, it doesn't transfer the energy into the bar, by the way. So even if you don't care if your butt comes off the bench, you're losing leg drive force by having your butt come off the bench. So we really want our butt to stay kind of down tight to the bench press. And I'll explain more about this in a second. It just creates a more vertical, kind of more straight lined energy power for us. So I don't get too sidetracked. We'll just leave it at that. So the foot positioning, if you don't lift in a federation that requires a flat heel, if you don't even lift in a federation at all, you don't compete, you can press from your toes. That's totally fine. And like I said, most people find that that creates a better horizontal force rather than a vertical force. But if your federation requires your heels to be on the ground, then put your heels on the ground, but push more through your toes than your heels. So it's like you're trying to push your toes out the front of your shoes rather than push your heel through the floor. If you push your toes out the front of your shoes, that creates more of that horizontal force rather than the vertical force. Okay? Then, some ideas we can do to help us learn the feeling of having our legs engaged in the lift. One concept we can do is when in position on the bench press, think about flexing your legs and your glutes hard enough, intense enough, that you're trying to pick the muscle of your butt off the bench, but you still want the fat of your butt to be touching the bench. Now, if you're a thin, very thin person, you don't have much body fat, this is going to sound really weird. If you're a bigger person, this is going to make more sense because you have more fat on your butt. So this will be true of some ladies or men with big butts, and it'll be harder to feel for ladies and men with less fat on their butt, but we have other cues for you, so don't worry. But if you have some fat on your butt, you're going to notice that you can flex your legs enough to lift the musculature, the muscles of your glutes off the bench, but yet the fat of your glutes, the fat of your butt, is still going to be touching the bench. Sounds awkward, but what this does is this teaches us how to create tension in our legs, how to have enough pressured force that our legs are supporting some of our weight. We do not want our body weight to be sitting on our butt and our upper back. We want our weight to be at 99.99999% to be in our feet and our upper back. The fat of the butt touches the bench, but not the musculature of the butt. So that's one concept you can use to kind of think of what it feels like to have leg pressure in the bench press. Another one we can use, and I've done this with very high levels of success, like people who've set state records in bench pressing, is to actually use a folded up yoga mat or something relatively firm to elevate their upper back off the bench. So they're going to put something under their upper back that's about an inch or two thick. We then want to put a set of plates down on the ground underneath their feet at the same thickness, so an inch or two thick. What this does is when they set up on the bench, they can set up with their feet pressure on the ground, their upper back is stable, but since the seat part of the bench has not been elevated, just the upper back part, their butt will actually be up off the bench. So their upper back is going to be on the bench, on the thing we put down, like the yoga mat or whatever. Their feet are going to be on the floor, but you want their hips to have the same elevation off the bench as the thickness of the thing you have under their upper back. So if you have an inch mat, yoga mat, rolled up under their upper back, and you don't want to roll it up in just where it only supports the spine, have it the whole width of the bench. So that way all the shoulder blade and everything of the upper back is supported. But if it's an inch thick, then you want them to bench, and you would view this from the side, whether you're viewing it yourself with a video camera or having a trainer or a lifting partner view it. If your upper back is on the inch thick material, your glutes should remain the entire time you're benching an inch off the bench. If the hips drop, that means you lost leg tension. If the hips shoot up over that height, that means you're lifting your hips vertically, not horizontally. So I would have clients film themselves from the side of the bench press while they would have their feet elevated and their upper back elevated. And then I would watch to see while they're bench pressing, does their hips remain consistent at that same level of elevation throughout the entire press? What you'll typically see is as the bar is coming down, their hips will fall down towards the bench. As the bar is being pressed up, their hips will elevate further above the bench. We don't want either one of those. You want to maintain horizontal pressure of the legs while the bar is lowering down, so you shouldn't see the hips come down. And you should maintain a appropriate horizontal force of leg drive during the press. So the hips shouldn't really raise up. They should just kind of stay in place. This is a little more kind of technical to kind of do by yourself. It's going to feel awkward to elevate your upper back and your feet, but not your butt. However, it is an amazing technique. And like I said, I've had really high level success helping men and women reach state records in bench press doing it this way with this technique. It's one of their favorite techniques that we use. So I really, really think it's worth exploring if you feel comfortable enough giving it a try. By the way, you don't have to do a max effort. Just do some sets of 5 to 10 and just get a feel of it, or even 3 to 5 and get a feel of it. So it's just a great way to feel the leg pressure, but not, it's just awesome to have the feedback. You can see in the video whether the person relaxes or elevates their hips. So it's a great cue. The other thing is just to have slow mechanical practice. So keep tension in your legs to where the fat of your glutes are touching the bench, but not the musculature. Lower the bar down for 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Feel to make sure that you maintained the same level of leg pressure the whole time during the descent of the bar. When the bar is paused on your chest, you can then maintain that position for a second to make sure your glutes haven't fallen down to compress into the bench press. Then when you press, press up in 3, 2, 1, and make sure your hips didn't elevate too far up off the bench. Ideally, we would like to have that same pressure of consistency to where the fat of our butt is touching the bench, but not our musculature. During the 3-count descent, during the 1 to 3 count pause of the bar on our chest, and during the 3-count press, there should be consistent pressure at all times. This is very helpful to get an idea of what it feels like to have the legs involved. during this, you want to maintain tension in the mid-back, squeezing the shoulder blades down and together. So trying to touch the bottom inside edge of the shoulder blade, not the top inside edge. The bottom inside edge of the shoulder blades, try to touch them together. And try to use your lats to pull your shoulders towards your hips. Maintain that back pressure at all times, during the descent, during the pause, during the press. So that's a couple ideas. So just simply working on the concept of skin of the butt on the bench, but not the muscle. Slow mechanical practice with that constant tension so that we can know what it feels like. And then you can elevate the feet, elevate the upper back, and try that video technique or that viewing technique to see if the hips remain the same level of elevation as the upper back off the bench throughout the entire press. But that's the big idea, is leg drive in the bench press is by pushing your legs through the floor, you generate a force. If you push horizontally, that force goes through the body, hits into the shoulder structure, and can kind of help pop the bar off your bench press. Off your chest, I mean. So, one of the last things we'll say is that something that can help people is to maintain kind of a constant tension in your legs. And when you want to push to get the bar to pop off the chest, it's just think of it as a momentary just pop, like a punch. You're just going to punch through the toes, but you're just going to generate force and let it dissipate right away. So, pop, boom. Now, we don't want to pop with leg drive and then let our legs relax. But we do want to like pop by pushing the toes through the floor and then maintain tension, but we're not going to continue to try to gain tension. This is very, very, very hard to get the feel of. But if you work towards it, it'll someday make sense. Is that what gets people in trouble with leg drive, what causes their butt to come off the bench, is they try to generate an increased amount of force the entire time they're benching. So while they push the bar off the chest, they're trying to push through the floor harder and harder and harder and harder. Eventually, you overcome just the horizontal force and you start creating vertical force. So you just want to punch enough to get some horizontal pop of the bar off your chest. And then you're just trying to maintain tightness, not trying to continue to gather tightness. Okay. So the last thing we'll throw out there is if you want help, if you would like to have some feedback, but you kind of lift by yourself or you're not sure what you're looking for, if you were to film yourself, post a video on Instagram of you bench pressing with the hashtag Big Form Check. BigFormCheck. Big Form Check. Post that, and then we are tracking that hashtag. So if you post a video with that hashtag, we will see it, and we will give you feedback for free. I'll tell you what you're doing right or wrong or something you can work on with your bench press. Okay? So think through the idea of leg drive. Hopefully this helped make sense as to why we would pursue it. Hopefully it helped make sense of how we can create it. Then post a video, use the hashtag Big Form Check, and we'll give you feedback on that. Okay? Make sure it's worked and what you're thinking is working. So thank you for listening to the podcast. I appreciate your investment into us. And I always want to make sure that you know we're invested into you. So our offer to check your form for free, I think, is a pretty nice investment. Pretty nice option. I wish I had that when I was younger. Okay? So just hopefully this information made sense. If you have any questions, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Check out just by posting the video with Big Form Check on Instagram. Get some support. So hopefully it was all good stuff. Now, if you would like to participate, we are still offering free consultations for podcasts. You tell us what you're struggling with. We tell you how to fix it. We record that conversation so everybody else can learn from it. It is absolutely free. If you'd like to participate in that, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can be anonymous. Nobody has to know who you are. It's just a free consultation. Pretty cool offer. So if you want to take advantage of that, like we said, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We also are working on a nutrition education program, which includes a workbook. If you would like to participate in that, on learning how nutrition works. So instead of following diets that are written by other people, you can write your own rules of nutrition, ones that fit your lifestyle and reach your goals. You can create your diet and not have to follow someone else's. So if you'd like to participate in our nutrition education program, again, shoot us an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and let us know. Okay? Last thing is check out our website, www.brutalirongym.com. You can check out services and other programming options and blah, 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 all the good stuff. Okay? So if you think the podcast is helpful, please share the podcast. The more people we share good quality information to, the more people we can help live healthier, happier lives. It is genuinely meaningful when you share the podcast. I thank you so, so, so much. Also, thank you to those people who are the patrons of the podcast who financially support the podcast. The podcast costs several hundreds of dollars a year. So thank you very, very much for supporting the podcast financially so we can make sure we do this every day and kind of get great information out into the world. So thank you very much. If you like this type of information, you can always find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.